Hej och välkommen till Sweezy Lessons, your shortcut to the Swedish language. And I thought today we were going to start right away by speaking Swedish, as always. And I would like to teach you a new verb that is to go get something. Like if you're sitting at a table and you're like, hey, could you please go get some more salt? You would say go get in English, I think. In Swedish, go get is one single word. Maybe there is another verb in English also, but anyways, I'm gonna say go get in English, and that is something you can say in Swedish also. So listen to me and repeat and say it out loud. To go get is pronounced like this in Swedish. Att hämta, can you say that? Att hämta, very good. So hämta is the word go get, that is the verb. Att hämta is to go get. That's like the basic form. Now, in a sentence, you will not always have to use the att word to go get, but that's the basic form, so that's what I want to teach you. So once again, how would you say in Swedish to go get? Att hämta. Att hämta. Very good. So hämta is one single word, and that's the stress is hämta. So the stress is on the first part of the word. Actually, I would like to teach you the spelling here also, because the vowel sound, the first vowel sound is e, hämta, e. Can you say that? E? E? E is not a very difficult vowel sound for most people, because it's in a lot of languages in the world. So if a language would have like just three vowel sound, for instance, e would probably be one of those. It's a very common vowel sound among the languages of the world. Now to spell the verb hämta, the first letter is H, like hämta, but the second letter is the vowel e, and that is spelled with the Swedish letter e, which is an A with the two small dots above it. Ä, ä. So in Swedish, the sound ä can be spelled with an A with two small dots above it. So please note here, I mean, this is not a spelling podcast, but please note that the letter A in Swedish, which you can write in Swedish, and the letter A with two dots above it, ä, those are two completely different letters and sounds in Swedish. So it's not like we don't call it A with two dots above it in Swedish. We call it Ä. So that's its own letter. But if you're like English speaking, or if you're not from a Scandinavian country, you will be unfamiliar with that letter probably. And it will look a lot like the letter A to you. But those are two completely different things in Swedish. So they are not more similar than like an I and an A would be to you, or a G or a K would be to you, okay? So those are two completely different letters and sounds. So, now I have been speaking, but now I want you to repeat. How would you say in Swedish to go get? Att hämta. Bra. So perhaps you would like to say, I can go get. You can offer yourself like, oh, no problem, I can do that. I can go get the salt or whatever. So, how would you make a sentence, or, well, a phrase in Swedish, and say, I can go get. That will be three words in Swedish. So I want you to say out loud, I can go get. Jag kan hämta. Jag kan hämta. Very good. So once again, can you say that? Jag kan hämta. Bra. Jag kan hämta. I can go get that. So should we try to finish a sentence and say what object we would like to go get? I think that we previously in Swedish lessons have been talking about the word food. Have we? I think so, but it might be a while ago. So we can try. We can start with you trying to see if you can find it in your memory. Like, do you know how to say in Swedish the word food? So the word food in Swedish is pronounced like this. Mat. Mat. Yeah. Did you remember? I honestly don't remember if I have taught you. But anyways, mat means food. Now, if you would like to say in Swedish, the food, you will have to change the word food in a certain way. And there is one way that you have been learning in this podcast, how to say the. So would you try to make that word? How would you say in Swedish, the food? Maten, maten. Yeah, bra, jättebra. Maten means the food. So you're adding en, like the sounds en, to the noun that you are talking about. Mat or maten, food or the food. So now I would like you to say the whole sentence. I can go get the food. Take your time. How would you say in Swedish? I can go get the food. Jag kan hämta maten. Bra. And with some melody, so please say after me. Jag kan hämta maten. Jag kan hämta maten. Very good. So if you want to stress another word, you can like change the meaning or what kind of information you want to stress and put focus on. So perhaps there are many different things that need to be that someone needs to go get. And maybe someone will say, oh, I can get the salt, I can get the pepper. And you'll be like, oh, I can go get the food. So the food is the word that you want to stress. The food is the unique information here. So could you try to say the sentence again and stress the last word, which is the food? Take your time. So I want you to say in Swedish, I can go get the food. Jag kan hämta maten. Jag kan hämta maten. Can you say that? Jag kan hämta maten. Jag kan hämta maten. Very good. So maten will be a little bit more stress if you want to stress like and focus on that information. Very good. That's all for today's lesson of Sweezy, and I looking forward to see you next episode. Bye. Sweezy.